Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. For many pilots, owning an aircraft may be the ultimate goal, but the list of prerequisites that goes along with transforming that goal into reality is often enough to derail the dream. For many general aviation pilots, renting is the best, if not the only, option. But renting comes with its own set of headaches, not the least of which are scheduling issues. And every now and then, a startup comes along that aims at improving the experience for everyone. Today, we're speaking with the co-founder of one of those startups. Rod Rakic is co-founder of Open Airplane. Rod, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Glenn. Thanks for having me on board.
Okay, so you're hoping to change the game of renting airplanes and make it easier for pilots and more profitable for the entities on the other side of the operation. We've got a system in place now that pretty much dominates the market. What's your approach and how's it different?
We started with the idea that renting an aircraft could be as easy as renting a car. That's what an Open Airplane wants to solve for. We want to provide pilots an easier way to get access to a network of aircraft around the country so that having a pilot certificate in your back pocket is just that much more valuable.
What are some of the key elements to your program that that are going to facilitate the ease of renting and the ease for the operators on the other side?
So Open Airplane is something that we've been working on for the past 7 months. First of all, building a program that the insurance underwriter community can live with and the operators find useful. We're creating a system that allows pilots to find aircraft online that they want to rent, whether they're going to be renting across the country or just near their home base when their airplane that they usually rent isn't available. And they'll do this by completing a universal checkout at their home base in a make model aircraft that they usually fly. Once they complete that universal checkout, they'll have an opportunity then to rent that same make model aircraft anywhere in the network without having to go through the hassle and expense of that local checkout that we all dread. That will allow pilots to fly more and get more utility out of that pilot certificate in their back pocket.
So the insurance element is really key here, and I understand you're in partnership with an insurer on that side?
Yes. Our launch partner was Star Aviation, who insures both renter pilots and flight schools and FBOs that provide rental aircraft. We've also got a number of other underwriters that we've worked with to help them understand what we're doing. There's no policy in the U.S. market that actually precludes a pilot or a flight school from doing business with Open Airplane. That was something that we really were surprised by when we went through the process of designing this program. The idea that it was a requirement to do a local checkout from the insurance industry side really turned out to be a bit of an urban legend. What we did find out is that by providing a standardized program that gives pilots the opportunity to demonstrate that they have the skills necessary to fly safely, and then providing a way for the operators to get access to that credential, the insurance industry has been very, very supportive of Open Airplane. In fact, a couple of the major providers are working on ways to actually provide discounts to pilots who complete our standardization and evaluation program on their renter's insurance.
Is there any sort of currency requirement for this credential that you're talking about? Will pilots have to maintain it in some way, or is one-stop shopping good enough?
The Open Airplane Universal Checkout will be an annual standardization program. It'll be have a ground component. It'll be flown in the air with a CFI that has been standardized to what that checkout is. It's a pass-fail event, so it's unlike a BFR. You'll have an opportunity to demonstrate that you can fly to the standard on a number of skills. And when you do that, you then have a credential that only needs to be renewed once a year. Aside from that, you'll have to have a pilot certificate or a sport pilot certificate. There won't be any students in our network to start with. You'll have to have a current medical if it's required, and you'll have to be current to fly as pilot in command. So you'll still have to fly every 90 days. It just won't have to be at the particular FBO or flight school that you're renting from that day.
And what costs do you see associated with the annual checkout program?
Open Airplane will be free for pilots to join, and we're actually making it free for the operators to list their aircraft. The pilots will pay for their checkout. They'll rent the aircraft and pay the flight instructor just like they normally would. But now that checkout can count as a flight review. We've talked to the FAA FAST team, and it'll be something that gives the pilot credit for wings. And, of course, it then gives you access to this network of the same make model aircraft around the country.
Now, beyond this, there's also something, once people are in introduced into the system, you've got something that you're calling the reputation system. What is that and how's it work?
So nobody wants to be surprised when they show up on the ramp and they expect an aircraft to be in a certain condition and it's not. So after flying the airplane, all the pilots will have the opportunity to rate and review the plane that they just flew. They'll also rate and review doing business with the operator.
Does that system work both ways? Can operators leave comments about the pilots?
Yes, it does. We want to bring transparency to the transaction on both sides. What we want to do is incentivize both the pilots and the operators to be on their best behavior. So, for instance, a pilot who brings the airplane back 2 hours late and leaves fog in the cockpit, bald spots of tire, they're not going to get a very good rating, which means that that is something the next operator that they want to rent from will be able to see that. And operators will be incentivized to make sure that the customer service they bring and the equipment that they have on offer are all in compliance with what the pilots really expect. And so by having transparency and having a reputation system where I'm being reviewed, I'm also reviewing the folks that I choose to do business with, we think we can really increase the satisfaction on both sides of the equation in aviation.
Now, when Avweb ran an item on this, we actually received some email on both sides of the fence. We got a number of emails that were very enthusiastic about the idea. We even got some people looking to be put in touch with you because they wanted to work for the company. On the other side, we had skeptics who looked at history and said, well, this is similar ideas have been tried in the past, and when they got to market, they didn't work out. Have you studied those experiences, and how do you hope to succeed where the others have fallen short?
Well, first, Glenn, it's really exciting. We have been getting some resumes. Lots of folks really get this as soon as they hear about what we're bringing to the table, and that's been fabulous. The folks who look at what we're doing and point to how this has failed in the past are good people to listen to, and we've been listening to those critiques. In fact, we've been trying to learn from the history. Aviation is the boulevard of broken dreams when it comes to new snazzy ideas on how to make the experience better. One thing we looked at very closely is Lisaplane, which was an operation back in the 70s. Our business model is very different from that. In fact, one thing that really is different is, one, we have the internet now. We have the ability to make data available in your pocket, on your tablet device, on your desktop. They didn't have that back in the 70s. So, for instance, our reputation system would never have worked back then. The other thing about our business model is we're not going to own the aircraft. We're not going to go into the business of competing with operators around the country by bringing online our own fleet of aircraft like Lisaplane did. What we're doing is we're creating a marketplace where pilots have a tool that makes it easier for them to do business with flight schools around the country. We know that planes that fly more are more profitable. We know that we can increase the amount of flying that happens. And in fact, we really believe that we can even make it safer.
So how far along are we in the business model? What's next? And when can we expect the milestones to hit?
Sure. So we announced what Open Airplane was just at Sun and Fun. And now just in a few weeks, we have over 2,000 pilots from around the country who have signed up at openairplane.com for information. So we know we've got a lot of interest. We've built the prototype, and we're about 90% code complete on the platform. So we've got a real running start in making this a reality. We've just started to recruit the operators from around the country, and now getting a few emails a day from flight schools and FBOs who would like to offer their aircraft as part of our network. And we're still driving toward a date where we can launch a beta sometime later this year. One of the things that will accelerate that is that we're raising seed capital now, and we hope to close a seed round. That'll make things go a little bit faster. But ultimately, we're trying to bring a new service that validates a few hypotheses we have about how aviation could be better for everybody, how the experience could really make more sense. This idea of a local checkout is really like renting a car at your local enterprise. Yeah, and having the clerk from behind the counter have to jump in the car with you and drive around the parking lot three times. And that, we don't believe, makes a lot of sense. So we think we can do better than that. We can drive a lot more flying. We can make it safer and make it a better experience for everybody.
And what's the next date that you foresee where we might know more about the timeline?
We're sending updates to everyone who signs up on our list every couple of weeks. We know that we'll have some more announcements before Oshkosh.
We've been speaking with Rod Rakic, co-founder of Open Airplane. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.